This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us from DaVita Medical, Dr. Abbas Shafi is here once again to talk about Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning to you.
Thanks so much for joining us again this morning. And we're continuing our month-long discussion about understanding colon cancer. And today we wanted to talk about the different screening methods. How many different methods are there?
There are many methods, but the five one, the most common one is the most common is colonoscopy, which is after the cleansing of the colon, video camera is inserted to the colon. And this exam will see the entire colon. If there's any polyp or suspicious, we can remove or do sampling. And if it's normal, it can be done every 10 years. The other exam is called flexible sigmoidoscopy. It's a similar method that we can look at the last portion of the colon. And however, if there's any polyp found, then you need a complete colonoscopy. And this exam can miss the polyps or lesion at the beginning of the colon. The other exam can be done by radiology, one called barium enema, which we place barium in on the rectum, and with insertion of the air, they can highlight the colon. If this is normal, can be repeated every 5 years. Radiologists also can do a called virtual colonoscopy, which is a three-dimensional image of the colon. And if this is, again, normal, can be repeated every 5 years. Other tests can be done. One is called FIT test, which is shows the hidden blood in the stool. That should be done annually. And a new test called Cologuard, which is looked for the hidden blood as well as the DNA test in the stool. And if that should be repeated every 3 years. So those are the common methods that we use for screening. How you choose the screening is based on the individual patient, and the patient should discuss see what's the fits best for them between them and their primary care physician.
And that was going to be my next question, doctor, is like, how do you determine which screening is best? But like you said, a discussion.
Right. It's based on their health, age, and availability on the community. This is the best test to do. So based on the risk factors, if any of the tests like flexible sigmoidoscopy, FIT, Cologuard, or barium enema are positive, then they need to proceed with a complete colonoscopy to remove the polyp or for better examination.
And doctor, do polyps always turn into colon cancer, or is that just a preventative measure?
No, the polyps, they come in different, form. Some call hyperplastic, the other call adenoma. The family adenoma polyps, they can progress to cancer. Some of the inflammatory polyps, they do not.
Okay. And doctor, where can they get more information about everything we're talking about this month?
One, you can call it, they can look at the cshp.net or call our office 719-473-6115.
Perfect, doctor. And we will talk with you next week, continuing our discussion about Colon Cancer Awareness Month. We appreciate talking with you this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your time. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. 641 on KRDO's Morning News.